With Hashem's loving grace, this is Laser Brody from the Holy Land of Israel with Emunah Beams podcast number 24. Today, we're going to talk about child education and not just little children, but big children also, children of marital age. And today's lesson is never enough love. That's the name of today's lesson because in child education, there is never enough love. Some parents have the impression that if they hug their children or kiss their children or spend too much time with their children, that the kids are going to get spoiled. That's a misconception. The spoiled child comes from three words: sense of entitlement. A sense of entitlement, when a child thinks that he deserves, he or she deserves something without having to say thank you for it, without that automatically they deserve it, then it is not good. The same thing goes to God. We're Hashem's children, and Hashem doesn't give us things that will be detrimental to us. That's why it's important to pray for everything, because when we pray for things, we ask, and we don't come to Hashem with a sense of entitlement. And that's why when you get something as a result of your prayer, it's good for you. But if we get things that are not resulting from prayer, they're usually detrimental because it develops a sense of entitlement. We think it deserves them because we didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to ask Hashem. Same thing with our own children. Our children should understand that everything has a price tag of gratitude. Some parents make the mistake of trying to buy their children's love. You can't buy love. And then they give more and more things. So it develops the concept between parent and child, the definition that the relationship is defined by things. So, of course, the child wants more and more ersatz love. It's not real love. So it wants more and more things, and there's a greater demand for things. But when we give of ourselves rather than giving of things, this is what love is. And there is never too much giving of ourselves. There's never too much giving love, never too much giving attention. Because Hashem gives us all the love in the world, all the attention in the world, and Hashem gives of himself all to us. We should learn the same thing and do the same thing toward our children. And this is with the whole thing, Hanukkah, all the Jewish holidays, Shabbat. It's all based on family time, doing holy things together, doing good shul together, learning together, praying together, spending time together at the Shabbat table. And it's not about things. Well, the concept in modern society that the gifts on Hanukkah, that doesn't come from Judaism, that comes from outside sources. But Hanukkah is about families being together. It's about spinning the dreidel together in front of the Hanukkah candles and eating latkes or whatever your traditional Hanukkah food is. And it's the spending the time together. What happens if we don't do it, then children have a sense of entitlement. Now we're talking about parents. Okay, parents, give the love, give the time. Put the what's up down and put the smartphone down and just stop and think that your child is paying the price. Okay, so put it aside, turn it off when you come home, and give the time to your children. Flip the coin around and talk to children. Did you ever stop and think how ugly a sense of entitlement is? Especially in the area of marrying off. I've seen tragedies. I've seen parents under such financial burden, young parents in their late 40s, in their early 50s, that are already marrying off their fourth, fifth child and have made commitments to subsidize rent and subsidize apartments and make these tremendous weddings. But then what happens is one of the child, I want the same wedding that my big brother had. I want the same wedding that my sick sister had. Well, maybe dad money had more money at the time they made, or maybe at the time that was the first wedding they made, and maybe at that time they weren't paying six mortgages for the six other children they already married. So stop and consider. Be thankful for what you have. But what do some kids do? They get a gold watch, and it's not good enough. They want something more expensive. They get a candelabra. They get Shabbos candles, and it's not good enough. They want a more expensive model. Come on. Guys, where's that sense of entitlement? That's ugly. That's not right. Be thankful for what you get. Be thankful for what you have. Thank you very much. Who says you deserve anything at all? The sense of entitlement, that doesn't bring us closer to Shem, and that does bring us closer to our parents. And stop and think before you make demands of your parents. Hey, are mom and dad still paying debts from my big brother's and my big sister's wedding? Maybe I should tone my demands down a little bit. Do you know something? the demands that you make on mom and dad, they could be directly detrimental to dad's health. You don't know the type of pressure that kids put their parents. Why? Because of a sense of entitlement. This is the spoiled child. Too much love can't make a spoiled child. But just as we have to say thank you to Hashem for everything, we have to thank parents for everything. So let's, parents and children and children and parents, let's use this time and Hanukkah to really cement our relationship and to really spend time together and to talk to one another and to learn together and to get into each other's soul, to get to know one another and to love one another. And just remember, in the family, there can never be too much love. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from Hashem. With Hashem, there's never enough love. He always loves us more and more. So it's our obligation to, in the best of our ability, to give it right back to Him. Hashem loves you. He loves all of us. Hashem, I love you. And just as Hashem is a loving parent, we have to be loving parents too. Take care, beloved brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful Hanukkah and a wonderful Shabbat and a wonderful new month of Teves. God bless always.